So, the title of today's sermon
is
The Influence of a Mother.
And
of course, I'm preaching on that because today is Mother's Day. Internationally, mothers are being celebrated.
And
of course, this is not some Christian feast or something, it's just a tradition.
And even
secular people celebrate Mother's Day. But we do like this tradition because it celebrates something that the Bible deems important. And that is motherhood.
Yeah,
a privilege that is only given to women. And it's a good thing for a woman to pursue to become a mother.
And
of course, I understand there are exceptions. I understand some women cannot have children.
For a variety of reasons.
Yeah, I understand that some women will never marry.
شاید یه خانومی هیچ وقت ازدواج نکنه.
But that doesn't change that in general.
اما تغییر نمیکنه که عموماً.
Yeah, and according to God.
طبق کلام خداوند.
Yeah, becoming a mother as a woman.
بودن به عنوان یک خانوم.
Is one of the primary purposes for a woman.
یکی از هدف‌های بزرگ یک زندگی خانومه.
So let's look at some scriptures.
یکی از آیات God has said in that sense.
Go to Genesis.
در مورد مادر بودن چی گفته؟ پیدایش.
Have a rather long introduction.
یه مقدار آیه طولانی هست.
They want to have the context right.
Genesis 2. پیدایش 2.
Which is the creation story.
داستانیست که زمانی که خداوند
read verses 18 till 24.
آیه 18 تا 24.
And the Lord God said, "It is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him." And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and he closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh."
یهوه خدا فرمود نیکو نیست آدم تنها باشد پس یاوری مناسب برای او می‌سازم و یهوه خدا همه جانداران صحرا و پرندگان آسمان را که از خاک سرشته بود نزد آدم آورد تا ببیند آدم چه نامی بر آنها خواهد نهاد و هر آنچه آدم هر جاندار را خواند همان نامش شد پس آدم همه چهارپایان و پرندگان آسمان و همه وحوش صحرا را نام نهاد ولی یاوری مناسب برای آدم یافت نشد. پس یهوه خدا خوابی گران بر آدم مستولی کرد و در همان حال که آدم خفته بود یکی از دنده هایش را گرفت و جای آن را با گوشت پر کرد. آنگاه یهوه خدا از همان دنده که از آدم گرفته بود زنی ساخت و او را نزد آدم آورد. آدم گفت این است اکنون استخوانی از استخوانهایم و گوشتی از گوشتم. او زن نامیده شود زیرا که از مرد گرفته شد از همین رو مرد پدر و مادر خود را ترک کرده به زن خیش خواهد پیوست و یک تن خواهند شد آدم و زنش هر دو عریان بودند و شرم نداشتند
Yep, so why had God created woman?
چرا خدا زن رو خلق کرد؟
Women were created to be a help to the men.
که کمکی باشه برای مرد.
Facing and enjoying life together.
که زندگی رو با هم داشته باشن و لذت ببرن و کمک هم دیگه باشن.
To the men. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife.
مادر و پدرش رو رها خواهد کرد و با همسرش یکی خواهد شد. و جفتشون یکی خواهد
The family unit
جمع خانوادگی
consisting of one man and one woman
یک خانوم و یک آقاست
Yes, instituted by God
خداوند روز خلقت
This is how he designed it to be
از همون اول برنامه‌اش این بود
One man that has to be the leader of the family
یک مرد که بشه رهبر خانواده
One woman
یک خانوم که بشه
Who is his help Who is his
کمک بشه
He's part of his team
که عضو گروه تیمش باشه که بتونن به موفقیت برسن
So if you're a woman
اگه شما امروز خانوم هستید
The primary purpose for your life
هدف زندگی شما
Get married.
که ازدواج کنید.
And form a team.
و یه تیم خوب پیدا کنید.
Your husband.
با شوهرتون.
Yeah, to live godly lives on this earth.
که زندگی الهی و خوبی رو در کنار خانوادهتون داشته باشید و جلال رو به خدا بدید.
That's a second thing directly attached to this.
بلافاصله در کنار این.
Go to Genesis 1.
یه نکته دیگه هم هست. پیدایش
1:27-28.
27 و 28.
So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
پس خدای انسان را به صورت خدا آفرید، او را به صورت خدا آفرید، ایشان را مرد و زن آفرید، خدا ایشان را برکت داد، و خدا به دیشان فرمود، باربر و کثیر شوید، و زمین را پر سازید، و بر آن تسلط یابید. بر ماهیان دریا و بر پرندگان آسمان و بر هر جانداری که بر زمین حرکت می‌کند فرمان برانید.
Yeah, so God commands the man and the woman to be fruitful, yeah, and multiply.
زن و مرد برکت داشته
باشند. Yeah, and replenish the earth.
تبدیل کنن، زمین رو پر کنن.
Yeah. The woman, in the context of a marriage, is to bear children.
و خانوم وقتی ازدواج می‌کنه باید یعنی بچه دار خواهد شد.
Yeah, only in the context of a marriage.
فقط در زمانی که ازدواج.
And of course this was the only instruction to Adam and Eve.
و اون زمان فقط دستور خدا
به آدم و حوا for every generation.
بلکه به همه نسل‌ها بود.
Because the earth needs to be replenished.
که زمین باید پر بشه.
Because people grow old and die.
بچه‌ها هر کسی پیر میشه و بعد میمیره. پس در نتیجه
if babies are not born anymore.
اگر امروز نوزادی متولد نشه.
A little more than 100 years.
100 سال دیگه.
Really no human being would be left on this earth.
هیچ انسانی رو زمین نخواهد.
So we are to replenish the earth.
پس زمین رو باید پرش کنیم.
Go to Genesis 3.
Where we see
this again.
دوباره این داستان رو.
And to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Sorry, 16.
16.
و به زن گفت درد زایمان تو را بسیار افزون گردد. درد زایمان تو را بسیار افزون گردد. با درد فرزندان خواهی زایید.
Yeah, again, it's mentioned that the woman shall bear children.
و اعلام کرد که خانوم ها باید بچه
دارشن. Of course, women are the only one who can bear children.
چون خانوم ها تنها کسی هستن که میتونن بچه دارشن.
And it says here that the curse, yeah, because of sin, has made it harder to bear children.
و نفرین گناه به خاطر گناه بچه دارشن.
But bearing children is a good thing.
اما از اول قصد خداوند بچه دار بودن.
It's actually a privilege.
و باعث افتخار و برکت بوده.
Now some will say, oh, you're so old-fashioned.
Now,
be careful what you're saying because this is not my opinion. We're looking at the word of God.
ما کلام خداوند رو داریم نگاه میکنیم.
Oh, but it's just the Old Testament.
Now
the world is full. First of all, that's a lie. The world is not full. This world can sustain many more people. Yeah, the problem is not space. It's how people use that space.
That's the issue.
And it's not only true in the Old Testament. It's still God's primary purpose today.
Go to the book of
Mark. Mark 10, 7 till 8 for now. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh, so then they are no more twain, but one flesh.
از آن جهت باید مرد پدر و مادر خود را ترک کرده و زن خویش بپیوندد و این دو یک تن خواهند بود چنانکه از آن دو هست و نیستند بلکه یک جسم.
Yes, I was reminding in the New Testament, people of this. Of course, this is Jesus talking. And he's just quoting what we read in the book of Genesis.
Yeah,
emphasizing the family unit. Yeah, man is to leave his old family.
مرد باید خانواده قدیمش رو رها کنه.
There was a father and a mother.
یه پدر و یه مادر بوده که اون مرد وجود داشته.
Who had children.
که بچه دار شدن.
Now those children are grown up.
حالا بچه ها بزرگ شدن.
And form a new family unit.
یه خانواده جدید.
Again consisting about husband and a wife, a father and mother.
هم زن داره، مادر و پدر در کنار هم.
The next generation will be born again.
نسل بعدی دوباره متولد خواهد شد.
And of course, God ordained this. Read the next verse.
و خداوند این برنامه رو گذاشته بود. آیه بعدی رو بخونید.
What therefore God had joined together, let no man put asunder.
Which verse?
آنچه خدا پیوست انسان آن را جدا نکند.
Yeah, so for woman, To become a wife, having a husband.
زنی که ازدواج کنه، زن ازدواج کنه و شوهر داشته باشه.
It's a primary purpose for her.
یکی از آرزوها باید باشه. حتی در سال 2023.
For her to have children.
که بچه دار شه.
As a result of that union, that new family unit.
کنار خانواده که با هم باشن.
That is also something in 2023.
چیزی هم هست که امروز هم سال 2023 واقعیت
داره. Go to 1 Timothy 5.
اول تیموتائوس فصل 5.
1 Timothy 5.
Five.
I don't think that's the right one. Wait, 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 wait.
What verse?
Yes, this. Yes. 1 Timothy 5.
Yeah?
I will therefore that the younger woman marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully.
پس رأی من این است که زنان جوان ازدواج کنند و فرزندان به زایده کتبانو شوند و دشمن را فرصت به بدگویی ندهند.
Yeah, so what does the Bible say that is a primary purpose for a woman?
کتاب مقدس هدف اصلی زن رو چی میگه؟
She marries a man.
یک زنی رو ازدواج کنه.
Yeah. Who becomes her husband?
که زن ازدواج کنه و اون فرد میشه شوهر.
Yeah, she bears children and guides the house.
بچه دار میشه و کتبانوی خونه میشه.
Yeah, young woman, young person.
جوانای عزیز
yeah, God's primary will for your life
برنامه خدا
برای شما اینه
که خوب ازدواج کنین، بچه‌دار بشین و مراقب خانواده‌تون باشین و خانواده‌تون رو خوب نگه
دارین. Your primary purpose is not to go out there trying to be a man.
هدف اصلی شما این نیست که بریم بیرون و مرد باشید.
Yeah, dressing as a man.
مثل مرد لباس بپوشید.
Doing the work of a man.
مثل مرد کار کنید.
Trying to make a career.
و بتونید به موفقیت‌های مردانه برسید.
That's not a primary purpose for God.
هدف
اول
خداوند برای زندگی شما
اینه. That's not what God has created you for.
خداوند خلقتون نکرده که دقیقاً مثل مرد کار کنید.
And if you're working in a job to provide for your family as a woman, I'm not against you.
زد اشتباه نیست، نمیگم اشتباه.
I understand. In the circumstances, it might be necessary.
خانوادهتون برآورده شده شرایطی لازمه که
That's not the ideal situation.
اما موقعیت فوق‌العاده‌ای نیست yeah. که زن مجبور شده
Ideally, you are provided for by your husband.
بهترین شرایط باید جوری باشه که شوهر اونقدر درآمد داشته باشه که احتیاجی نباشه که خانم
Don't marry a lazy bum.
خانم های جوان
yeah.
کسی ازدواج کنید که سخت کوشه با تنبلی
yeah.
ازدواج
somebody
نکنید
will provide
با کسی ازدواج کنین که حاضر باشه براتون نیازتون رو برآورده کنه.
So you're able to take care and raise the children.
که بتونین شما بچه‌هاتون رو بزرگ کنین و مراقبت کنین. برنامه خداوند
that is the best way.
بهترین روشه.
Now of course you can choose to ignore what God has said.
میتونی تصمیم بگیری و حرف خدا رو گوش نکنی.
You'll end up blessing a less fulfilling life.
اما وقتی کامل نبود اون موقع تو زندگیتون اونقدر اشتیاق و لذت
and you will add all kinds of struggles that you're not supposed to go through.
سختی‌هایی رو خواهید داشت که اصلا خداوند نمیخواست شما داشته باشید.
Yeah, as opposed to a life where you're actually functioning.
وقتی درست میبود و کامل میبود اون دل شکستگی رو نداشتی که خداوند میخواست.
Now listen carefully. If some of the things I just have said in these couple minutes, if some of those things have made you cringe in your heart, yeah, you have a problem. And let me tell you what happened to you. You are brainwashed with the philosophies of this world. Because you have come to believe that what God has said is not the best way. You've come to believe that what God has said is somehow a lesser purpose for you.
اون چیزی رو که خداوند ازتون خواسته هدف اصلی زندگی خداوند نیست.
Yeah, you've bought into the lie.
وارد دروغی شدی.
Where womanhood
که زن
and
بودن
motherhood
و مادر بودن
are downplayed as something that is not so important.
باعث خجالته و باعث کم کوتاه دیدن.
Frankly, you have bought a lie. Or the philosophy
و فلسفه دنیایی شدی که
that manhood is somehow better than womanhood.
که مرد بودن بهتر از زن بودنه.
That men are somehow better than
مردها
womanhood.
بهتر از زنان.
Which is a lie.
دروغه.
Oh no, I just want women to be able to do all the things that men do.
میخوام خانم‌ها همه کارهایی که مردها میکنن رو بتونن
yes,
انجام بدن.
Yes, the feminist.
اونی که در حقیقت فمینیسته.
Exactly. What you want to do is to make women into men.
در حقیقت میخوای خانم‌ها رو مرد کنی.
And to make it easier for you.
که راحت‌ترش بکنی.
Yeah. You also like to make men more into like women.
To meet up somewhere in the middle. Yeah,
you can think that the world has it right and God has it wrong.
Yeah,
you think women are to be made into men. Because supposedly that should be better. Let's put on men's clothing, do a men's job, have a career in the business world. We're now, instead of submitting to your husband who loves you, now you have to submit to a boss that doesn't love you.
We just want to use you. Yeah,
people are brainwashed. And because of that, they will look down on people who actually want to do what is right in God's eyes.
You're
just a housewife.
You're just a homemaker.
No, that is a lie. No, when you are a wife, when you are a mother, when you are a homemaker, you're actually in the will of God. Yeah, and men and women are not the same. And women should embrace who they are. Not trying to be like men. Not trying to do what men do. If you're a woman, be womanly.
Yeah,
behave like a lady. Dress like a lady.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
نیکوست.
Fulfill the role of a lady. And I'm honestly disgusted what the world has done to women.
صادقانه کاری رو که دنیا برای خانم‌ها کرده من ازش متنفرم.
The feminazis.
اونایی که فمینیستن.
Yeah, they're not for women, right?
حق خانم‌ها رو نمی‌خوان.
They hate women.
از خانم‌ها متنفرم.
So much that they try to make them into men.
انقدر بدشون میاد از خانم‌ها که می‌خوان خانم‌ها رو مثل مردا بکنن.
But that's all an accent, of course, because this is the agenda of Satan.
و این هدف نیست، برنامه شیطانه.
Satan is against women. Satan is against motherhood.
شیطان ضد زن‌هاست.
Satan
هاست.
Hates
شیطان ضد مادر
family unit.
شیطان از ضد خانواده است.
Satan wants to pervert things.
شیطان میخواد که همه چیز رو نابود کنه، همه چیز از بین ببره.
The philosophy of the world is the philosophy of Satan.
دنیا فلسفه شیطانه.
Yeah, Satan, remember Satan is the god small g of this world.
یادتون باشه شیطان خدای با جی کوچیک
این دنیا. Satan hates what God loves.
و شیطان متنفر از اون چیزی که خداوند دوست داره.
What's the most brought up argument?
بزرگترین بحثی که داریم چیه؟
Yeah, that's this. People who are all for women rights.
همه اونایی که میگن حق خانوما حق خانوما رو باید بگیریم.
And that's the issue of equality.
مشکل یک همسطح.
Men and women need to be equal.
زن و مرد باید همسطح باشن.
And with that they mean everything.
منظورشون همسطح بودن همه چی باید.
And if that's not achieved.
اگر به همه چی همسطح نرسی.
If you're somehow against that.
اگر یه جوری اینا هم نشی.
You see that women has less value.
به نظرت میاد که زن ارزشش کمتره.
That's a lie.
این دروغه.
And it's against common sense as well.
منطقی نیست اصلا. حق منطقی نیست.
Because men and women are not same.
زن و مرد اینا هم نیستن.
They can never be equal.
هیچ وقت نمیتونن اینا هم رفتار کنن کاملا مساوی.
Men and women are created for a different purpose.
چون هر کدومشون یه هدف یه برنامه دارن، یه نظمی دارن در خداوند.
Some roles men are better in.
بعضی از کارها آقایون بهترن.
Women are better in.
بعضی از کارها خانوما بهترن.
But it doesn't mean that a man has more value than a woman.
به این دلیل نیست که چون اون کار اون بهتره مرد بهتر از زن.
Go to Ephesians. Ephesians 5:25.
فصل 5 25.
Ephesians 5:25.
افسوسیان 5.
Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
ای شوهران زنان خود را محبت نمایید چنانکه مسیح هم کلیسا را محبت نمود و خویشتن را برای آن داد.
Now, if Jesus is the example for husbands,
عیسی مثال یک شوهر خوبه.
In regards how they are to treat, how they are to value their wives.
چجوری باید به خانومشون ارزش بذارن و بهشون برسن.
And we know that Jesus died for the church.
ما می‌دونیم که عیسی مسیح برای کلیسا.
He gave himself for the church.
عیسی مسیح خودش رو تقدیم کلیسا کرد.
So then the husband is to give his life
که زندگیشو بده. تقدیم کنه
Now,
قربانی کنه برای خانومش.
What does that tell you about the value of the life of the wife?
زندگی زن چقدره؟
Yeah, can you honestly say that a woman is less worth?
میتونی بگی زن ارزشش کمتر از مرده؟
It shows you that ultimately
در آخر
if it comes to the point the life of a man is worth giving for the life of a woman.
مرد ارزش قربانی شدن برای زندگی زن رو داره، یعنی برعکسه.
Yeah. Men and women
و خانم ها
are equal in value.
از لحاظ ارزش چه زن چه مرد دو تایی مساوی
هستند. It's a deception they're trying to pull over your eyes.
در حقیقت گولی هست که میخوان
به شما بزنن. Deception of confusing different roles with value.
دن هر کسی کاری رو که انجام میده با ارزش رو قاطی کردن
وقتی نداره. That willfully submits to her husband.
اون خانومی که از شوهرش اطاعت میکنه
is not less of value.
ارزشش کمتر از اونی نیست.
Now in the eyes of God, this is
نگاه خداوند.
This is somebody who is godly.
اون کسی که نیکوکاره.
Somebody who obeys God.
از خداوند اطاعت میکنه.
It's a good thing.
نیکوست.
Now, like Jesus, willfully submitted his will
همون جوری که خواست خودش تقدیم خواست پدر کرد.
Is Jesus
اراده او انجام
of less value?
پس باعث شد که عیسی ارزشش از خدای پدر کمتر بشه به خاطر اینکه حرف پدر رو گوش
Jesus fulfills a different role.
هر کسی وظیفه دیگر رو انجام
like the Holy Spirit fulfills a different role.
یه وظیفه دیگه ای رو انجام میده.
Now, why did I start giving you so much introduction? Now, the reason is that I want to talk about motherhood in the right context. And that is the family unit. Yeah, where children are born and raised to become the next generation.
Yeah.
And today's world has become so crazy that they don't even want to use the word mother. I hear news articles almost every week now where institutions, where companies are trying to avoid the word mother. Yeah, and they will label mothers as birthing persons. Now, if that just defines a mother, that is an insult. That's an insult to women, that's an insult to mothers. Yeah, the word mother contains much more than just giving birth.
And I
don't want to downplay giving birth,
yeah,
carrying a baby for 9 months.
Yeah,
birth is called labor, it's work,
it's painful. But
that's not where it ends.
اما آخر مادر
that's
بودن در
begins.
زایمان تموم نمیشه.
Where
بلکه
job
آغاز میشه.
Of a mother really starts.
وظیفه مادر از روز تولد
child,
بچه با شروع میشه.
Taking care of the child.
بزرگ کنه. بچه رو مراقبت
teaching
کنه.
The child,
به بچه یاد بده.
Raising the child.
بچه رو به جایی برسونه.
Now what's the importance of that?
مهمترین چیزش
Now, چیه؟ You are influencing the next generation.
شما به عنوان یک مادر تاثیر میذاری روی نسل آینده دنیا.
You are shaping
شما شکل دارین میدین
the future
آینده
wives and husbands
خانوم ها و
the future leaders
زن و شوهرها
the
و رهبرای
future
آینده
voices of reason
و صداهای منطقی نسل آینده رو شما
the future godly examples that others can follow
نمونه الهی بودن خداوند رو
as a mother
دیگران بتونن دنبالش برن رو
you
شما دارین شکل میدین
great influence
به عنوان مادر تاثیر بزرگی در نسل آینده خواهید داشت در جامعه خواهید داشت
as a mother today you can set your child on a path
میتونید بچه‌ت رو به مسیری برسونی
where they will do great things for
که کارهای بزرگی برای خداوند انجام بده.
Where they impact many lives for good.
که بتونه زندگی‌های خیلی های دیگر رو برای نیکویی انجام بده.
Where they raise an even more godly generation.
که نسل بعدیشون حتی بهتر و خداپرست و خداترس بیشتری
باشن. Because they were set out on such a good path by you.
چون شماها جوری شکلشون دادین، جوری تربیتشون کردین که نسل آینده‌تون بهتر از نسل بعدی.
Yeah, mothers.
مادر عزیز
can have or have a great impact.
مادر میتونه تاثیر خیلی بزرگی رو زندگی بچه داشته باشه.
On the next generation.
تو نسل آینده دنیا.
Why is the West falling apart as a culture?
چرا غرب فرهنگش داره میپاشه؟
Because the family unit is broken down.
چون خانواده و جمع خانواده رو
motherhood is attacked. That is why.
چون حمله شده به مادر بودن.
Yeah, because mothers are being brainwashed.
چون مادرها شستشوی مغزی شدن.
That it's okay.
که اوکیه.
To neglect their children.
که بچه‌هاشون رو ول کنن.
To outsource their children to other people.
بچه‌هاشون رو بدن به کسی دیگه از صبح تا شب.
To teach them.
که اونا به بچه‌هاشون یاد بدن.
To raise them.
اونها بزرگشون کنن.
In all the public institutions
و جای عمومی در حقیقت حتی مدارسی که 24 ساعت است
yeah they're not teaching them anymore
که مادر دیگه
they're not correcting them they're not nurturing them
بچه رو تربیت نکنه بچه رو بزرگ نکنه بچه رو رشد نده
they let other people do it
اجازه میده بقیه این کارو
would do not carry the values that that we find in the Bible.
کسایی که ارزشی که در کتاب
مقدس می‌بینیم. Our society is lacking motherhood.
در تو جامعه‌مون مادر بودن مادری وجود نداره.
It's lacking mothers who are willing to invest their lives in their children.
که مادرایی نیستن که حاضر باشن از خودشون بگذرن که بچه‌هاشون رو بزرگ کنن.
Yeah, mothers, you are the main influencer
in your child's life. بزرگترین و تاثیرگذارترین فردی که تو زندگی بچه‌ها باشه شما هستین.
Yeah, because it illustrates very well where the primary caregiving responsibility actually lays.
اعلام میکنه که مسئولیت اصلی دست کیه.
Proverbs 29:15.
امثال 29:15.
The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Proverbs 29:15.
چوب و توبیخ حکمت می‌بخشد، اما جوانی که به حال خود رها شود مادرش را شرمسار می‌سازد.
Yep, so a child
جوونی که
that is not taken care of, that is left on his own,
تنها رها شده,
it will be a shame to those who've raised that child,
who
has the responsibility to take care of the child.
مادرشه که از اون جوان نگهداری کنه.
Now, who's specifically being brought up?
کی بزرگ میشه؟
A life that left himself bring it his mother to shame.
یه جوونی که رها شده مادرش رو خجالت زده
میکنه. It's a mother.
چون مادر هست.
That people will look to.
نگاه میکنه هر کسی.
To blame if a child go off the rails.
اگر بچه خلاف بکنه بچه خراب بشه.
And that's because the mother is the one who is spending most time with those children.
چون مادری بوده که بیشترین وقت و زمانش رو برای زندگی بچه‌هاش.
It's the mother that is supposed to invest her life in her children.
مادرش بوده که زندگیش رو تسلیم بچه‌هاش کرده.
And to be a main influence in their lives.
که در حقیقت تاثیر بزرگی رو در زندگی بچه‌اش بذاره، بهشون یاد بده.
Yeah, she is the primary caregiver.
اون اولین و مهمترین فراهم کننده خانواده.
Yeah, and this is especially important when they're young.
مهمه وقتی که بچه‌ها
کوچیک. Go to Proverbs 22.
کوچیک هر چه کوچیک‌ترن وظیفه مهمتره. امثال 22:6.
Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
جوان را در رفتن به راهی که در خور اوست تربیت کن، که تا پیری هم از آن منحرف نخواهد شد.
Yeah, you train a child in the right ways when he's young.
تو مسیر درست وقتی جوونه بزرگش کن تربیت کن.
That's most likely the path you'll remain on for the rest of his life.
اون موقع است که اون بچه تا آخر زندگیش تو مسیر میمونه.
Or even when he got off it, that's the part he will come back to.
حتی اگر از اون جاده هم دور شه دوباره برمیگرده چون راه درست رو یاد گرفته.
Mothers, you are the primary ones.
شما و
setting your children on the right path.
که میتونی مسیر زندگی بچه‌تون رو تشخیص بدیم و دو
Yeah, children that are left on their own.
بچه‌ای که رها میشه و بهش رسیدگی
are much likely much less likely to return or to go to that right path.
خیلی براش سخته تا بتونه اون مسیر درست زندگی رو تشخیص بده.
As a result, they will make wrong decisions in their lives.
تصمیمات اشتباه میگیره،
زندگیشون
خراب میکنه و کل زندگیشون
رو لایف دات دونت ماتر بیفور گاد.
و زندگی خواهد داشت که برای خداوند اهمیتی نداره.
Or worse.
یا حتی بدتر.
They never get saved and end up in eternity in hell.
نجات پیدا نکنه و کلا نابود بشه به جهنم بره.